Talksmallbird.com. Paid for by Todd Smallbird for State Rep.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, our discussion history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Do you need me to repeat that question, or did you basically understand?
Well, repeat it.
They're saying, because of the title of the lesson playing the discussion, you know, organic grassroots movement, that it just, you know, sprung up all on its own. This was not planned. This was not orchestrated. This was not any leader leading an event or cause. This just happened on its own. When did that term, organic grassroots movement, come into existence, if you know?
I don't know. I can tell you why I'm talking about it. This is kind of a side issue, but it's not to me. Okay, with our Fill America gospel tract campaign, we're trying to get people everywhere, carry gospel tracts, pass them out. If you listen to our church at all, you know, hey, if you're a Christian, carry gospel tracts, give them out to people, tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, tell them how to be saved. In the end, that's the only real hope of America, is a movement of God's people winning other people to Christ. It's a great national revival. Okay, so we've got this thing that we've started, Fill America. Look it up if you want to, fillamerica.org, fillamerica.org. Okay, so this is kind of started right up here in northern Michigan. There's been over 350 churches across the country have participated. Some, thousands of people, we've passed out now a couple million tracts on this. Okay, and one of my pastor friends said that, well, you know, my people just, I put gospel tracts in the rack, and they just take them organically. And they're doing it. They're passing out tracts organically. As if, maybe he didn't mean this like this, and I haven't argued with him, and he's a long ways away. He will not be listening to this program, I do not think. But nevertheless, as if people don't need to be led. Listen, I heard a good man of God say once, healthy sheep reproduce. You don't need to tell people to go out and spread the gospel. You don't need to, you know, have programs and I say this isn't true. People need to be instructed. The Lord Jesus Christ told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why we have mission boards. That's why it is a rare week that a missionary doesn't call me and ask me to come and the permission to come to our church and present his work. That's why we send out thousands of dollars every year to missionaries to get the gospel out. And they have to work at that. They have to organize that. Listen, we're trying to organize people into doing what we should be doing. It just doesn't happen organically. I looked at the word organic. It could come naturally. It just comes naturally. Oh, does it? Okay, Christians listening to Randy and me right now, how often do you carry gospel tracts in your person, pull it out, and say, excuse me, young man, can I give you something that tells you God loves you? You know, mm-hmm. Jesus loves you? Would you read this? Yep. You've got to be reminded to do that. You've got to be enlisted. I mean, throughout all history, if there was a threat coming on our borders, somebody has to organize an army to meet the threat. You have to organize it. It just doesn't happen organically. Like all of a sudden people are going to show up, you know. No, somebody has to move and has to do things. It's even common sense that we know that. And it's displayed throughout the entire Bible. When we began to move toward independence in 1775, 1776, first thing we started to do is organize ourselves into militias. And then we started to, get ammunition. Lexington Concord, it was all about the British marching on Lexington Concord because they heard that there was a store of guns and ammunition they wanted to capture. Why? Because people were organizing. It wasn't just people saying, man, we'd like to be free, and it just happened. It doesn't happen like that. You have to organize. There has to be leadership. Things have to move. And I hear people say, well, we're – I could wade into a lot of different arguments, and I don't want to – contemporary arguments. Like, as if we're going to raise money contemporary – like through the grassroots. Man, it just doesn't work like that. People just don't – I heard you trying to raise money for the person challenging Cam Cabot. Okay. Hey, listeners, go ahead and send $10. Just people generally don't do it. I mean,
right.
Even they just generally don't do it.
Right.
Hey, I will tell you this, Randy. I run into people all the time that I'm not going to want you to get a big head, because I'm knocking on doors just meeting people. I'll meet them and they'll say, I recognize your voice. You're on the radio with Randy on Fridays, aren't you? I bet you 95, 97% of the people that listen to you never text you and never call you. I happen to run into them. Okay. You have a lot of more influence than you might think, or maybe you do know. I don't know. And only really God knows, but there has to be some organization.
So you're saying 95 to 97% don't text or call me?
Yes. I would guess maybe more. There are people
you run into these people, and what do they say? Are they,
I listen
listeners,
to you.
Or do they not yes. appreciate the comments? What's where do they stand?
The vast majority are listeners. I have somebody that emails me periodically. Why are you still on that Randy Bishop's program? He's this, that, and the other. Oh, come on, give me a break.
Right,
give me a break. Hey, I.
But they're listening,
that,
huh?
But they are listening. There's people that listen, and every time I meet somebody out of the clear blue, and they don't text you. They don't call you. They just listen. Hey, did you ever talk to Rush Limbaugh? I never talked to him. I tried a couple times, could never get through, and then I gave up. But I listened to him faithfully, Rush
sure.
Limbaugh.
Right.
And there's lots of people like that. See, now, so you're making influence, but they're not mobilized. They're not organized. That is the point of the Republican Party.
Sure.
And the Democratic Party, for that matter.
Yep.
You know, that's just, you know, I mean, you have to mobilize, you have to organize.
Yep, absolutely. Well, one
that's
of the things
point.
I think is interesting, because I'm now connecting the dots to the lesson plan, and I get it. But one thing that needs to happen every once in a while is a revolution, is a shakeup, is a cold bucket of water thrown on somebody's face and smack them upside the head and grab them. Or like my dad used to do, you know, he would lean back and undo his belt, and then he would pull it through those belt loops, and I'd hear, burp, you know, as it came through. Sometimes you got to have a shakeup. Sometimes you got to say, okay, Einstein, I believe it was, the definition of insanity, keep doing the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result. There's got to come a time when you say to an organization, and I'm going to connect the dots here and know, I think, where you're going with this. The Michigan Republican Party has failed us in our election cycles. 2018, Schuette got his butt kicked by Whitmer. 2020, luckily, Donald Trump, because the machines malfunctioned, won the state of Michigan, won the White House. 22, we lost it. We lost everything. We lost the Supreme Courts. We lost the House. We lost the Senate in Lansing, which we had for 40 years, from 1982 to 2022. We lost it. You know, it comes a point in time when you say, okay, raising millions and millions of dollars and then wasting it, $800,000 Ron Weiser spent in non-election year 2021, $800,000 on booze. Now, as a Baptist pastor who don't partake in alcohol, was that a good expenditure of $800,000?
Whose money did he spend?
The Michigan Republican Party's donors.
Money
came, 800 grand, fully documented, have the balance sheet to prove it. He also spent almost $2 million on political consultant fees to who? John Yab of Strategic National in Grand Rapids. who gave the same invoice to Christina Caramo when she became chair, and she looked at him and said, "What's this for?" And he said, "Well, for me to be your political consultant for the Michigan Republican Party." She's like, "I don't need you to be a political consultant for us, and I'm surely not going to pay you $2 million to do it." Oh, what about the dinosaur building known as the Peter Secchia building on Seymour Street across from the Capitol that nobody has used since Bobby Shostak? Laura Cox didn't use it. Ron Weiser didn't use it. She's like, "I'm not going to lease this thing for $15,000 a month. Are you kidding me? You want me to spend $180,000 on a building that we don't even use because we all, because of China virus, got accustomed to working from home via the Field Team Zoom meeting program. They meet every single morning on Team or Zoom and don't need to drive to Lansing. Some people are in Grand Rapids. Some people are in southeastern Michigan. Dan Bonomy, the chair of the budget committee, is the chair of Crawford County Republicans up here in Crawford County. She's actually, in a non-election year, 2023, compared to Weiser's 2021, do you know she's actually raised more money and kept more money in the bank than Weiser did in the same non-election year? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, sir, because I went to Houghton Lake on January 13th with the state committee members, and they had the financial statements up on the big screen. Here's Ron Weiser's of 2021. Here's Christina's of 2023. And what is exactly the function of the Michigan Republican Party? What's in their bylaws? Their responsibility is to be able to elect Republicans in a statewide election. Statewide. What statewide races do we have this year? President and United States Senate. That's it. Those are the only two statewide races the Michigan Republican Party is responsible for. Congressional district committees, the one that Sue Aller was the chair of, now that Dare Rendon is the chair, guess what? They're responsible for congressmen, state reps this year because state senators aren't even on the ballot. And who's responsible for county commissioners and school boards and treasurers and supervisors of townships? Your local county parties. This hierarchy has been put in place, but the Michigan Republican Party has been mismanaging this party for years. And it was time to shake some things up. I'll give you the opportunity to respond after the break.
Okay.
All right, sir. Final segment of History Lesson Discussion with Pat Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. So after hearing my response, what is your response or rebuttal to my statements?
Okay, two things. I'm reading in 2 Samuel 3. Abner was David's general, but Joab was his cousin, previous general, and Joab murders Abner. But Joab had supported David, but boy, you can't murder people. He shouldn't have done that and I can't tell you the whole story. So what did David do about it? He didn't do anything about it. Here's what David said. I am weak this day, the anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zariah, be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. In other words, sometimes you look at a situation and say, the powers that be are the powers that be. You know what? I'm going to work with, around them. I am not going to take them down. I think it is a mistake, and you probably disagree, to try to take down what everybody calls rhinos in the, quote, establishment. Take them down.
No. That's not the mission. That is not what the plan is. The plan is to do it differently. Do it differently because the power, the money, the kickbacks to their friends. Scott Greenlee, who ran for chair against Christina, owns a printing company. Did you know that every single piece of paper, flyer, anything that was ever mailed or produced or handed out at a state convention was produced and printed by Scott Greenlee's printing company? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
You know what? And I'm not worried about it.
But here's the problem. A political consultant feels he's entitled to a multi-million dollar consulting fee every election cycle just because of who he is?
You know, I don't know the details, so I can't defend.
I do. Okay. That's what the problem is. We got people who think they know enough about the party and about functions. I'm going down March 2nd. To attend the convention caucus, Dare Rendon's asked me to be her parliamentarian because of my investment into the training to be a parliamentarian and to be able to teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I'm going to volunteer my time. I paid $358 for two nights at a hotel room to be down there, so I don't have to drive back and forth from Torch Lake to get to Detroit out of my own pocket with my own gas. I'm not asking for the state party to reimburse me. See, that's what's got to stop. When you start looking at the books and getting into it. This thing has been a mismanaged cluster, I won't use the other word, for years. And it has got to stop, and this is the year it's going to stop. And okay. Is there a civil war going on? You bet there is.
One more thing, and I just throw this out there. It's an old saying, you can't fight City Hall. Now you say, well, yes, we can. We're going to. Hey, I can tell you this. I'll agree with what you said. We've gotten destroyed politically, 18, 20, 22, right? Okay, I get that. Let's win. I just want to win.
Okay, you want to win in 24? You got to do it different than 18, 20, 22. You got to do it different.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, number one, the president doesn't need our money. He's already publicly come out and said, I don't need Michigan's money. That's number one. So you know what we got to do? Raise enough money that once this idiotic, stupid August 6th primary date, why they will not move this date up, I have no idea. The Republicans in the House and the Senate and the Michigan Republican Party could choose to move up our primary to May. We could find out exactly right now in May who our candidate is going to be for the U.S. Senate. We got 12 people supposedly running, and we won't know until August 6th. The absentee ballots start going out the end of September. 9 days of early voting. Okay, this when are they going to wake up and get with the times and fight fire with fire and do it the way the Democrats do it? That's my question.
Well, yeah, I might agree with you on that, but on that particular point, yeah, I think it would be better to move it back. But I'm sure
you mean move it up.
Yeah, move it up earlier. In other words,
okay. I want to walk in Memorial Day parades if I'm the candidate. I want to walk in 4th of July. I want to raise money because I won the nomination and I'm the guy. And you guys need to get behind me in May. Forget August 7th.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Did I counter a little bit of the direction you were going? I think I did.
In a way, you did. All I'm saying is you have to organize.
We are organized, and you're going to see it on March 2nd.
Okay.
I got news for Hoekstra and Tom Norton and Tom Stillings and Andy Seabolt and Bree Morgenberg. Oh, we got a whole lot of things organized for March 2nd. You're going to see some headlines, sir, in the Communist Detroit News by Craig Mauger the next day, I hope. So, all right, man, I appreciate you. What are we doing for church on Sunday?
I'm going to preach in the fullness of time. Jesus came, was born in the fullness of time. And to talk about, he came at just the right time. So there you go.
Everybody, you mean perfect timing was perfect absolutely timing. Divinely planned by somebody related to him?
Right. That's one thing for sure. He has perfect timing.
Amen. Guys. We agree on that, brother. Oh, man. Good discussion. Appreciate the perspective. I appreciate the opportunity to attack you on radio.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
That's great. Thanks, Randy.
Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Final hour of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts